The Food and Drug Administration today defended its decision not to allow the sale of morning after birth control pills without a prescription. The agency left the door open a crack for future approval, but NPR's Julie Rovner reports that critics still charge that in any case, the decision was politically motivated.
The FDA took the unusual, although not unprecedented, step of overturning the recommendation of two scientific advisory panels. It denied Bard Laboratories' request to sell its product, called Plan B, over the counter. The pills, which are high doses of regular birth control, are not the same as the abortion pill RU486, but women's health and abortion rights groups are charging that the decision was really made by the White House under pressure from anti-abortion groups. Betsy Cavendish is interim president of the group NARAL Pro-Choice America.
They want to placate and kowtow to the far right. I think the base is not only anti-abortion, but it has serious reservations about contraception, and they do not want to see expanded access of reproductive health options.
In a teleconference with reporters this morning, FDA official Stephen Galson acknowledged that in turning down the request, he overruled not only FDA's outside advisors, but also his own staff. But he didn't hesitate when asked if he'd been contacted from higher up the chain of command.
No. I consulted with the Office of the Commissioner and our staff of scientists inside the Center for Drugs.
And he insisted that he made the decision solely on the scientific merits.
The reason I made the decision is that the younger age group from 11 to 14, where we know there's substantial amount of sexual activity, there was no data in the application, and that really concerned me.
But advisory panel members who voted overwhelmingly to approve the company's request say they did review the data and found no reason to be concerned about younger teens. Panel member James Trussell heads the Office for Population Research at Princeton University.
It's nonsense. We did not have data on 11 to 13-year-olds when other drugs were changed from prescription to over-the-counter status. It's never been an issue before.
The FDA did tell Bard Laboratories it would consider making the drug available without a prescription to women age 16 and over while requiring a doctor's intervention for younger teens. Bard officials say they plan to pursue that option and hope for a decision by the end of the year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.